Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are freelance writer and Columbus Historical Society volunteer, Kara Naber, and Columbus Chamber of Commerce events organizer, Norma Gomez, to talk to us about the centennial commemoration of Pancho Villa's raid on Columbus, New Mexico, which will happen next week. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us, Emily.
Yes, thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. Well, first of all, what is the Pancho Villa's raid? This happened 100 years ago, March 9th, 1916. And why is it being commemorated? Kara?
The Pancho Villa raid is important historically, not just for the village of Columbus, but for everyone. It really marks the last time that the United States was invaded by a foreign army. Pancho Villa was a general in the Mexican Revolution. And without going into too much detail, Pancho Villa in 1916 was pretty upset and felt he had been betrayed by the United States government. And that was really what precipitated the raid. On March 9th, before the sun came up, Pancho Villa and about 360 men came across the border, charged into town, killed several United States citizens, including some of the soldiers from the 13th Cavalry who were stationed there, burned several buildings, and it was an important part of history. So we commemorate it on March 9th, which is the actual anniversary date. So March 9th this year is the 100th anniversary of the raid. We do not celebrate the raid, but we make a commemoration and remember those who died on that day. So on the actual anniversary date of March 9th, the Columbus Historical Society will have its annual memorial service, and there will be some special activities, including a historic walking tour, a slideshow and lecture, and also the showing of a brand new documentary film that none of us have seen yet, so that's kind of exciting. So those events will be on March 9th. There will also be events on Saturday, March 12th, and those events are more focused on not necessarily the raid itself, but the friendship and the reconciliation that's happened since the raid, and I'm going to let Norma talk about those events on Saturday.
Thanks, Kara. It's always a little harsh when they say raid and memorial and try to have fiesta at the same time. But 1966, 50 years after the raid, the governors of New Mexico and Chihuahua came together and they had this Fiesta de Amistad, or a friendship festival, in the state park. And that's kind of sort of where we came up with the idea to have it a binational Fiesta de Amistad is what it started out to be. But fiesta and memorial in the same sentence probably don't go too good. So what we did is we got together a group of men and women, and they started in Mexico. Cabalgata is a horse cavalry, and it's very popular over there. And people take these trips, with their horses, and they ride for days and days. This year, the ride is going to be about 13 days in getting here. They're leaving from Guerrero, Chihuahua, and they're coming all the way to Columbus. They'll be stopping Palomas on the 11th. Well, there'll be a big fiesta for recognizing all the municipalities that were involved.
How many people will be riding?
Probably 200 or 300 riders actually do the cabalgata in Mexico.
But so this horse riding that they'll be doing the cabalgata, will they all be crossing the border?
No, we've got a permit for 100 riders and that's it. Years past, I don't think that they've used all 100 slots. This year, they asked for more, but we said, we just couldn't do it. That's something that goes through USDA. And U.S. Customs. And so we're lucky to get 100 of them across. There was one year, what was the year was it, Kara? 2001, that we couldn't get any of them across. And rules have changed a little bit. They've become a little bit more flexible with us. And we can actually get 100 of the horses and riders. So it's a big step up for us.
So for 50 years, you've been commemorating Pancho Villa's raid. This is the 100th year, the centennial. And then the cabalgata, the horse riding, started in 1999.
Correct. Yes, we've had our up and downs with the cabalgata, but all in all, it's a remembrance ride is what we started it out to be. And it's honoring all of those that were killed in the raid, not just the Americans, but the Mexicans as well. They were following Pancho Villa. He was their leader, and it's like everybody has their cause.
What is your passion about doing this? How long have you been helping out as a volunteer and working for the Columbus Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I've been with the Chamber of Commerce probably since 1996 on and off. Actually, I was one of the founders of the Cabalgata in 1999, and we did it just because, you know, I had come across this article in 1966, and I said, well, how neat that 50 years ago, you know, they were actually doing something positive, you know, to try to commemorate this event, and we're doing something, you know, we seem to be going backwards. And so rather than doing that, we just decided, well, maybe we can have a Fiesta de Amistad all over again. But that didn't work out so good. So it just turned out, so it's just the Cabalgata Binacional. And it's an organized group now. In Mexico, it gets really big. In the United States, we try to give it the same kind of prestige, but it doesn't work out that way all the time.
Also, I think it's important to say that one of the sponsors of the activities on Saturday is Pancho Villa State Park. It is one of the parks in the state park system. Interestingly, it was named for Pancho Villa, and that itself is still today a little bit controversial. The fact of the matter, though, is that in 1959, the legislation was submitted by Ike Smalley, who was a senator at that time, and he was not the person that suggested the name. The person who suggested that the park be named for Pancho Villa was a man called Jack Breen, who was a deputy sheriff at the time of the raid. And he was still living in the early 1960s when the park was actually being established. And he suggested the name as, again, reconciliation, or as a gesture of goodwill to the Mexican people. And I think that's important to remember, and it's the spirit of Jack Breen naming the park for Pancho Villa and that terrible disaster and that terrible event, but as a gesture of friendship.
So how many organizations are putting this on? Kara?
My list is Columbus Historical Society, Chamber of Commerce, the Village of Columbus, Pancho Villa State Park, and the First Arrow Squadron.
And what does the First Arrow Squadron have to do with this?
Well, one of the important historical points about the raid is the fact that airplanes were used for the first time in pursuit of an enemy, because after the raid, the 13th Cavalry, along with a lot of other soldiers that came from all over the country, followed General Pershing into Mexico to find and punish Pancho Villa. So the First Arrow Squadron is a commemoration of those first airplanes that were used in pursuit of an enemy for the first time, really, just prior to the First World War.
There'll be a reenactment, Camp Furlong, in downtown Columbus and at the Pancho Villa State Park.
Actually, on Saturday, that's Camp Furlong 2016, they have a military encampment set up since Friday in the morning. They have their whole officer's call and everything. And then they join with us at about 10:45 when the riders come across the border. And we have this huge parade that goes through downtown Columbus. We end up at the plaza. And it's a whole new event. We have Ballet Folklorico. The Deming High School Band will be there. The 2nd Squadron, 13th Cavalry out of Fort Bliss is coming. And we have several military groups that are coming. I think it's time for us to erase the political scars and start working together to try to develop our area.
So what did Pancho Villa get out of this raid?
Pancho Villa didn't do very well in this raid. He lost over 100 men in the raid. I wish I could go into the details, but we don't have enough time. But he had reasons to believe that raiding the town, stealing guns, ammunition, clothing, really commodities that they needed. These men were it was a really a desperate time for them. They were low on food, they were low on everything, and they had gotten information that the town was not well defended, but it was. And the 13th Cavalry put up a tremendous defense, including their brand new machine guns, which was another technological advance that had just recently come into use with the military. So the Mexicans really did not get the benefits that they were expecting.
For people in Las Cruces and the surrounding areas who are not familiar with Columbus and Palomas, how close are they? Palomas being on the border?
Columbus is 3 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border, and that's where the parade will actually start, at the port of entry. So it'll take them about 45 minutes to trot on over to Columbus, and when they get there, we'll have a we'll have food ready for the participants that are going to be there. There's Ballet Folclóricos. We have Juego de Phoenix that's coming from Gilbert, Arizona. We have Deming's Cielitos. We have the Cormier group from Columbus. We have several local performers that are going to be there. And it's all a big friendship festival is what it is.
So a lot of history buffs can really enjoy this.
Many history buffs. There's quite a few people that are coming. We have reenactors from 17 different states in the United States that are coming together. And there's a couple of guys from Covina, California, that are going to be there. And he's got descendants as going back to the Pancho Villa side. So hopefully we'll have a good blend of people that were for Pancho Villa and for the Americans. We'll have a lot of U.S. Army soldiers there. National Guard Armory from Santa Fe is going to be there. We'll have a lot of people.
One of the events that's happening with the Columbus Historical Society on Wednesday, the 9th, is they're having what they're calling a Columbus family reunion. And a lot of the families and descendants of the people who were actually involved in the raid have been invited to come. But anybody is invited to come. Anybody who lived in families that lived in Columbus at the time of the raid or after the raid is just going to be a time for everyone to get together and talk about old times and maybe if to bring photos. So we'd really like to invite everybody who used to live in Columbus or has some connection, not necessarily with the raid, but just with the town. And also, I'd like those people who don't live on the border or not familiar with our border area to remember that Las Cruces, El Paso, most of our U.S. Southwest used to be part of Mexico. And before that, it used to be part of Spain. And there's a long history in that, too. But for those of us who live on the border today, the border is oftentimes just a line on a piece of paper, a line on a map. There are families on both sides of the border. The border for most of us who live here doesn't exist. In many ways, it is just an imaginary line. So to keep those connections and make those connections and as Norma said, reestablish, not just for commerce and business, but for families and for friendship. And that's really what it's all about. And the Pancho Villa raid was a terrible disaster, and it was a tragedy. But also, just like many other tragedies, it brings us together.
For more information for the 17th Cabalgata Bi-National event, you can contact the Chamber of Commerce and speak to Norma at 575-343-0147. And you can also direct them to all of the other events which are going on. Totally free. No charge for any of these events for Wednesday, March the 9th of the commemoration of 100 years of the actual raid, March 9th, 1916. And then Saturday, all of the events that we talked about. Thank you so much for joining me. You're both being a bridge to the community. Un puente. Gracias. Norma Gomez, events organizer for the Columbus Chamber of Commerce. And Kara Neighbor, freelance writer and Columbus Historical Society volunteer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kara, for having us.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.